Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Sin is powerfully destructive, for the wages of sin is death. If you listen long enough and close enough to Christendom's teaching, you'll even find out that they think sin is greater than Christ. Adam's sin is stronger than Christ's sacrifice. They'll even be blunt about it if you let them. Talk about the all-encompassing victory of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree, and they will object. And what will their objection to his sacrifice be? Sin. They will object and attempt to nullify the success of the Savior by the issue of sin. Maybe it's the sin of unbelief, they think, that nullifies the sufficiency of Calvary. Or maybe it's the sin of a child molester, or even the sin of Hitler. The bottom line being that sin, some kind of sin, any kind of sin, is somehow greater than the sacrifice of the blessed Son of God. Nonsense. Paul forever puts such sad arguments to rest. For it is the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ that paid for all sin forever. Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15:3. Not only our sins, but also the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2:2. And having our sins imputed to him, being made sin for us, 2 Corinthians 5:21, they are no longer imputed to mankind, 2 Corinthians 5:19. And there's no sin, no sin of omission, no sin of commission, no sin, not the sin of Hitler, not the sin of pedophiles, not even the sin of unbelief, no sin that can out-sin the grace of God, period. None. God's grace in the sacrifice of his Son trumps all sin, every last one. Here's the answer, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There is something that sin can't beat. Grace. God's grace will never be outdone. It will never be exceeded in measure, especially not by sin. You say, well, what about the child molester? Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. What about Hitler? Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. What about free will? What about the sin of unbelief? Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Jesus Christ is greater than Adam. Christ has undone Adam's work. The Lord Jesus Christ is a successful Savior of the world. He finished the work that his Father sent him to do. Christ's sacrifice trumps all sin. It's a done deal. Little wonder when Christ was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And that Greek word there that he used, that's translated, "It is finished," is the same Greek word that was put on bills of sale that said, "Paid in full." Jesus Christ is victorious. He is the Lamb which took away the sin of the world. Now that's the good news. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Rabble Knight, good friend of ours, singing, "Everybody Will Be Saved." We'll be right back.
Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone will be saved, but not everyone knows it or believes it yet. Everyone.